Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we listen to impressive words of praise about a lord of a minor domain as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranaanoor 388, penned about the leader Pannan by the poet Madurai Alakkar Nyalalar Maganar Mallanar. Set in the category of Paadanthinai or praise, the verse talks about a poet's determination to spread the fame of this ruler. Velli tenbulattu uraya vilai vayal pallam vaadiya payanil kaalai irumbarai kinai magan chendravan perumpeyar sirugudi kilan pannan porundi tannilai ariyunanaga அந்நிலை இடுக்கன் இறியல் போக உடைய கொடுத்தோன் எந்தை கொடைமேன் தோன்றல் நுண்ணூல் தடக்கையின் நாமறுப்பாக வெல்லும் வாய்மொழி புல்லுடை விளை நிலம் பெயர்க்கும் பன்னர் கேட்டிரோ வினைப்பகடு ஏற்ற மேளி கிணைத்தொடா நாள்தோறும் பாடேனாயின் ஆனா மணிக்கிளர் முன்றில் தென்னவன் மருகன் பிணி முரசு இறங்கும் பீடுகளுதானே அண்ணல் யானை வழுதி கண்மாரிலியர் என் பெருங்கிளை புறவே. An interesting description of a poet hides in this verse. The poet's words can be translated as follows. As Venus stood frozen in the south and the yielding fields and rich water resources dried up, on a barren morning, a drummer went playing on his huge parai to the gates of Pannan, the famous lord of a small hamlet, and declared his impoverished state. Immediately making the suffering and angst of that drummer vanish away, my lord the generous Sion rendered whatever he had. With knowledge gleaned from intricate books as the trunk, their tongues as the tusk, ah, the poets who always speak elephant-like, victorious words of honesty. To them, he grants fertile fields many. Hear of these acts of Pannan. I shall sing praises about his worthy bulls and ingenious water lifts, beating my kinai drum every single day. If I don't do this, let the ire of the southern emperor, in whose courtyard a bell of justice hangs and a well-tied drum resounds, the one who has a proud army and a battalion of esteemed elephants worthy, forget to graze and render his protection to my huge band of kith and kin. Let's explore the nuances here. The poet starts by talking about the signs of the skies, focusing on their favorite Venus, and says this celestial body seemed to stand for long in the south, and as a consequence, the lands once fertile and ponds brimming with water had dried up. On such a lifeless morning, a drummer seems to have gone to the gates of this leader who exerted his rule over a small hamlet. Though his domain was small, his name was famous throughout the ancient world, says this poet. This we have witnessed for ourselves in Puranaanoor 173, when the great Chola king Killi Valavan himself sings the praises of this generous leader. As fitting his name and fame, the leader seems to have generously given all that he had to that drummer, ending his poverty. The poet continues by adding that this is no isolated event, for the leader is known to give lands with fertile fields to poets, whom he then depicts with an intriguing metaphor. He equates the knowledge the poets have gained from books as their trunk and their tongue as their tusk, signifying the elephantine qualities of the words they render with truth and victory. To express it in another way, the poet talks about how the words of his people, the poets, portrayed as the elephant here, contain both the knowledge of the past represented by the trunk and their own creative expertise that flows from their tongue symbolized as the tusk. A perfect blend of the abstract and tangible to etch the characteristics of a Sangam poet. returning. We find the poet saying he will always sing about the greatness of Pannan, mentioning his sturdy oxen and his water lifts that render fertility to the fields in his land. And if at all he forgets to sing about the greatness of this leader, then let the curse of being forgotten and ignored by the Pandya emperor Varudi befall on his kin, concludes the poet with conviction. And from this line, we understand that the poet was dependent on the graces of the Pandya king, and yet he glorifies this leader from a minor region. This stands testimony to the fact that in the Sangam era, the extent of power and wealth mattered not, only what they did with what they had. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.